How to relieve itchy eyes. When my allergies kick up, a nasal spray helps my sneezing and runny nose, but my eyes are still red and itchy. Can an eye drop help me? Years ago, I bought my dream car, a classic jet black 1985 Jeep CJ7 hardtop. I can still remember that mid-August Saturday afternoon when my husband Charlie and I took the top off the Jeep and drove through the back roads of Central Ohio. Moist earth greeted us as we cruised by rows of tall stalks of corn, alternating with lush fields of bushy soybeans. Saturday afternoon, it was magic. But that next morning, Sunday, it was a nightmare. When I woke up, my nose was stuffed up and my eyes itched like fire. What could have set off my allergies? I asked. The only thing I'm allergic to is ragweed, and we drove past corn and soybeans, not ragweed. My husband answered, I hate to tell you, but we definitely drove past ragweed yesterday. I saw tons of it growing thick in the ditches by the sides of the road. Ah! If you need to soothe the discomfort of itchy eyes from allergies gone wild, you'll find several eye drops available without a prescription. Which one should you choose? Lubricating eye drops can ease the burning and help relieve dryness. Sustain, Gentle, and Refresh can help reduce the sand in your eye feeling by flushing pesky pollens away, but they can't really shut down your allergic reaction once it starts. Decongestant eye drops help your eyes look less red or bloodshot because they shrink the blood vessels in the whites of your eyes. They can also help reduce puffiness around your eyelids, but they don't really help reduce the allergic reaction. Nephazoline is a decongestant eye drop available without a prescription. It's available as Nafcon as well as combined with an antihistamine such as Visine A and Nafcon A. The A in that name means antihistamine. Eye drops containing nephazoline can cause dry eyes and aggravate certain types of glaucoma, threatening your vision. Because of this risk, you should avoid using eye drops containing nephazoline for more than 3 days at a time. And if you have glaucoma, you should definitely avoid using nephazoline eye drops completely. Antihistamine eye drops help reverse itchy eyes and swelling from allergies. Phenyramine maleate is an antihistamine that's available both in Visine A and Nafcon A eye drops. They're the A part of that formula. Because these eye drops also contain the decongestant nephazoline, you should avoid using them for more than 3 to 5 days at a time. There are now more effective eye drops to use when your allergies strike. There are medicines called mast cell stabilizers, which combat your allergy in 2 ways. It prevents your allergic reaction from even starting, and it helps to calm it down once it starts. When you encounter something that you're allergic to, a chain reaction occurs. This reaction is triggered by a chemical that your body makes called histamine. Your body stores histamine in specialized cells called mast cells. Mast cells are concentrated in your eyes, nose, and skin. When your body encounters something that you're allergic to, like cat dander or pollen, your mast cells will react by releasing that stored antihistamine into your bloodstream. Once freed, histamine triggers the familiar misery of redness, swelling, and itching that we associate with an allergic reaction. Medicines called mast cell stabilizers, however, they can block this chain reaction from getting started because they keep histamine safely tucked away inside your mast cells. Ketotifen and olopatadine are mast cell stabilizers used in eye drops. They are quite effective at preventing and relieving itchy or puffy eyes. Once sold as the prescription drug Zatidor, ketotifen is also available as Allaway brand eye drops. And prescription strength olopatadine, which is called Pataday, is now available without a prescription. So there's 2 choices available of eye drops that contain mast cell stabilizers. Here are four tips on using eye drops for allergies. Number one, avoid nephazoline eye drops. Decongestant eye drops alone do not address the allergic reaction and they only reduce redness. Limit your use of nephazoline eye drops to 3 days at a time, and if you have glaucoma, avoid it entirely. Number two, for best results, choose either ketotifen, Zatidor or Alloway, or olopatadine, Pataday eye drops. Ketotifen and olopatadine are not just antihistamines. As mast cell stabilizers, they also work to prevent allergic reactions, and both are safe to use in children as young as 2 or 3 years old. Number three, use only one drop in each eye. Using more than one drop at a time will just run out and be wasted. Wait a bit before giving yourself another dose. Number four, keep it clean. Always wash your hands first and avoid touching the tip of the dropper directly to your eye or to any other surface. This will avoid contaminating the eye drop and potentially causing you a serious eye infection. Thanks for listening. This is Louise Ackie with Medication Insider.